Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, October 17th, 2011. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you from Anaheim, California. Today's show is being brought to you by Greater Insight Publishing, the company that helps empower individuals to overcome the effects of stress with books. The two books are Stress, Climbing Out of the Pits with God, and Stress, Overcoming Real-Life Issues with God. For information and to order your copies, visit the website www.greaterinsight.net. In a moment, we will begin today's episode, Do's and Don'ts of Business Gift Giving, with my guest, Shirley George Frazier, small business and marketing expert. But first, I'd like to welcome all of you, my listeners. Whether you're listening live on the phone or over in the website, or in the chat room, or maybe you're listening to this show after the fact from our archives. In any case, I'm so honored that you made space in your schedule to join us. Now, if you enjoy the show, don't keep it a secret. Tell others about it who can benefit. Thanks to modern technology, it's very easy to do that. On my show page at blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown, right under my photo, you will see several ways to keep up with the show. Click the follow button if you want to get an announcement and a reminder in your email every week. But there are a number of other ways there that you can share the show with friends. Now, have you always wanted to write a book but hesitated because you didn't know how to get started? If that's you, you're not alone. I have met a number of people this year, in fact, who've been writing pages and pages for months, even years, but didn't know how to get the book published. If this is you, I invite you to get your copy of Home Study Workshop, How to Write Your Nonfiction Book in 90 Days, Even If You're an Ordinary Person and Hated High School English. I will show you in this workshop how to go from choosing your title to getting your book written quickly and marketed effectively. Most important in the workshop, I'm going to tell you how to start earning money from your book before it's even finished. Now, how cool is that? You can download your copy of the Home Study Workshop at my website, www.abookin90days.com. As soon as you place your order, you'll be able to download the course and get started right away. On this show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. Each week, I interview guests from fields such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change and adversity, parenting, wealth creation, career, you name it. We talk about all those things that contribute to lasting happiness. Today's episode is Do's and Don'ts of Business Gift Giving with my guest, Shirley George Frazier, the world's foremost authority on gift basket business startup, design, website management, industry growth, and profitability. She's been in business since 1999, and Shirley is the president of Sweet Survival LLC, a consulting firm specializing in business and marketing support to home-based professionals, florists, specialty store owners, wine shops, and large department stores worldwide. Her clients include Macy's, Barnes & Noble, Total Wine, and Hallmark stores. Shirley's website, www.giftbasketbusiness.com, features industry articles, marketing tips, videos, online newsletter, product sources, and a full range of support services for new and veteran gift basket entrepreneurs. As a professional speaker, Shirley conducts seminars at conferences, business events, and trade shows. She trains aspiring designers through private consultations and adult school classes. She also provides small business advice on CNBC, New York's Fox Channel 5, and the Food Network. If that were not enough, she also publishes articles in Gifts and Decorative Accessories, Spare Time Magazine, Opportunities Magazine, and has been quoted in a number of places such as Black Enterprise, Entrepreneur Magazine, Gift Shop Magazine, the Orange County Register, New York Newsday, and worldwide publications. Shirley is also author of The Gift Basket Business Book and How to Start a Home-Based Gift Basket Business. She lives in Paterson, New Jersey, with her husband John and her daughter Genesis. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show today Shirley Frazier. Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Flora. It's so wonderful to be with everyone. And I must apologize. I may have told you that I've been in business since 1999, and actually I started business in 1990, like eons ago, according to today's society. It's wonderful to be here.
Thank you. And I do have 1990, so if you heard nine, that was my error. But I know you are definitely a pro. You've been in this business a long time. I met you quite a few years back, so I'm glad that we were able to stay in touch and that I was able to learn so much from you over the years. So I want to get started right away and let the listeners know just briefly how you got into the gift basket industry, and then how did you move from that into consulting and authoring popular books in the industry?
Well, like so many people, my life took a turn for the good when I decided, I decided not to work for someone else. But I knew that I couldn't just stop and say I quit, as many of us, I'm sure, would love to do. I just took inspiration from my great-great-grandmother, who had a strawberry business in Virginia, and she shipped her strawberries to Manhattan around 1900. And that was the first entrepreneur that I could find in my family. And then there were others, an aunt with a fudge business, and my dad had a chemical company. And I always, in working for other people, I always wanted to have my own firm, but wasn't sure which way to go. At first, I thought about having a word processing company. That was very big in the 1980s, 1990s, when computers started becoming very big. Then I thought of having an intimate apparel shop. And then my husband made a small gift for a friend at the job that he still works at. He's the steady one. I'm the jump into anything person. And he made this sweet gift, and I thought it was so wonderful. It was a bottle of liqueur where he attached rocks, glued rocks to the bottom of it, and closed it up in cellophane, just put a little bow on it, on outside of the cellophane. And I just thought it was such a sweet and thoughtful gift. And from that, I came up with going into the gift industry and making gift baskets. So even though he didn't make a gift basket, I just got the idea of gift baskets from what he created. And that's how I got into the industry and started looking for what I would put together, using anything except a basket to make my gift unique, using upturned umbrellas and rocking chairs and children's wagons, anything that really spoke to the occasion the gift was given for. And that really elevated my business very nicely. And I found I was very successful for 5 years, from 1990 to 1995. And in that time, in just increasing my client list, I started feeling that I wanted to share my experience and my success with others in the industry. And I've always loved administration, but my own administration, not other people's. So I started writing articles for gift industry publications and started speaking at conferences. So I'm on both sides of the gift industry, both making and supporting. And that's where the turn started, speaking at industry events and even being on television, on Fox 5, on different stations, the Food Network. And that's how I helped to make the turn from being a gift industry participant to being now a consultant, an industry, I guess, rock star, they call it.
Well, we're happy that you did, especially with your books. I'm telling you, your How to Start a Home-Based Gift Basket Business is certainly the bestseller. I see it all over the place. When
yeah,
I travel across the country, I see it everywhere. We thank you for doing that because so many people want to go into not only that business, but many businesses, and need guidance. And who better to get it from than someone who has been in the trenches and can share some tips. And your book is loaded with not only great tips, but I love the fact that you give charts, you give sample letters, you give a lot of great information. Thank you for that. I'm thanking you on behalf of the industry.
Yeah, thank you also. I'm very honored that the book is the number one bestseller in the industry. When I came up with the idea of writing the book as part of the consulting side of the industry, I, of course, had no idea that the book would rise to the heights that it's at now. But even with that, I'm just so pleased that thousands of people worldwide are able to take that information and build a great and successful business for themselves. So as you said, Flora, it's not just a gift basket business book. It happens to be a how to start a business book that happens to be about gift baskets.
Right. It has great tips in there. Well, I want to get to the main topic of today. There are so many things we could cover because your expertise is wide. But I want to focus on business gift givers because companies and businesses, entrepreneurs, all are engaged in some form of gift giving as part of their marketing efforts. But first, tell us, what are some ways that business gift giving is different from personal gift giving?
Well, the first thing that I think most of your listeners will understand is that a personal gift is going to be something that a person can wear, whether it's a piece of jewelry or a piece of clothing, and that's an item that we in the business field stay away from, I guess, unless we work for Abercrombie and Fitch or some company like that. Maybe we give a gift certificate for or a gift card, I guess, to purchase something like that, or so we stay away from the items that we wear mostly, or you know, shoes and such.
Mm-hmm.
And in the business, on the business side, we stay focused on what is going to help a person succeed, or something that they can show off on their desk or on their wall, something that even they will enjoy eating, both by themselves or with their family, and I said both, so by themselves or with their family, or even with other staff members. So we think of what a person will enjoy adorn their office with, or maybe their personal desk if they happen to have a home office, or something that they will enjoy with staff because it wasn't just the department head that was instrumental in developing a relationship or something similar to that, but it will also be something that the staff who also was on board can enjoy and celebrate with that department head. So that's the biggest difference. I remember many years ago when I started business, I was mentored by a person who told me that getting jewelry or buying jewelry was acceptable, and he was a senior type man, and I just inherently knew that what he was saying may have been okay when he was coming up in the 40s or 50s, but it just isn't acceptable now unless that person in business is also your friend and you know what they want jewelry-wise or clothing-wise. Mm-hmm. So that's the difference that you can really tell what separates business giving from personal giving.
Okay. So it's the type of gift, and with business gifts, you want to stay away from intimate personal items, especially because typically a business gift is to thank someone or to congratulate them. So if we can think of a gift that focuses on the business aspect or our business relationship, we're better off, right?
Absolutely. And you don't want to kind of alienate the person who you're giving the gift to. You're giving it in good faith, but you don't want the person to feel uncomfortable with what you are giving them. So it is best to know where the line is drawn.
Okay. Before I go on to my next question, would you quickly tell listeners how they can best get a hold of you if they're interested in small business or gift basket marketing? What's the best place to go? Because I know you have many different websites, but what's the best place for them to start to begin to get you, perhaps even for a speaking engagement or whatever other purpose?
Sure. The best place to find me is at giftbasketbusiness.com. And I must apologize also if you hear any barking going on. I have two Yorkies that are very spirited. So giftbasketbusiness.com is my main website. That's the flagship site on the web. And any of the links to contact any of my staff or myself that they can, I'll either get it directly or my staff will direct the query to me. And I also have the site ShirleySpeaks.com.
Okay.
Shirley is traditional, ShirleySpeaks.com. And that's another place where I share business information, marketing on the web, a blog that's updated all the time.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. What about back to business gift giving, legal limitations? Are there some things that we need to know to stay out of trouble with the law or with the government when it comes to giving business gifts?
Sure. I believe that sharing is not only legal limitations in the United States, but probably worldwide. And we'll all know, you know, what those limitations are, just checking with our mentors and small business development centers, places like that.
Mm-hmm.
One limitation specifically in the U.S. is that the Internal Revenue Service legally limits any gifts that are given for business reasons to $25 and less.
Mm-hmm.
And even though there is a $25 limit, when you're giving a gift to a business, you can go above that limit. You may not be able to claim anything over $25.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
So an accountant would be able to help you with that. But if a business has helped you to master language or bring business into your personal life or your business life, and they've helped you to get thousands of dollars through other clients, you certainly want to give someone a little bit more than a $25 gift. So we really watch, even though that limitation is there, we will give a gift according to how much we appreciate the support that person or that company has given us.
Okay.
So that's one limitation. And another, it just escaped me. I'll be able to think of it in like 2 seconds. Another limitation with giving is the giving of alcohol and wines, those types of spirits.
Mm-hmm.
There, some companies frown on company staff members receiving alcoholic beverages. So we want to be careful and know the business culture of that firm to know if giving wines and alcohols is appropriate or even acceptable. And those are the two legal limitations I think about that come to mind very quickly.
Okay. And what are some of the top do's and don'ts that can guide people in business gift giving? You've mentioned focusing on a business-appropriate gift and staying away from personal items.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you've just spoken about alcohol or wine, spirits, checking with the company, checking with the policies. What are some other do's and don'ts that can help people in selecting gifts in their business this year?
One do that comes to mind right away is to know the business culture. And we've mentioned it a bit. And just knowing the business culture, every company is not simply an American company. The companies that are around now are a mix of many different cultures. So you want to know what the business gift-giving guide is for each company according to who is there and what kinds of religion they may follow, And that a lot of times dictates the culture of the business and what is acceptable in gift giving. So even though it may be okay to give a fruitcake, people may not only frown on a fruitcake, and I'm not putting fruitcake down, they may not only frown about it, it may be unacceptable in a certain business's culture, according to wherever the individuals are from originally. So that's one do that comes to mind. Another do is to find out how many people work within a department, so that if you are creating or putting together a gift or giving a gift that will be acceptable for one person to receive, again, an entire staff may have been participants in whatever reason you're giving the gift for. So you wouldn't really want to leave them out. I remember many years ago when I was temping, and I was in between working full-time and starting my business, I would see gifts come to a company, and some of them would be for just the purchasing manager in that department, and others would be for the entire department of, like, 12 people. So while I did notice that those companies that gave the gift that was for the entire department, they really did get better treatment from everybody in the department. So while you would think that wouldn't happen, that's something that is unfortunately common to many people. If they feel slighted, you're going to be treated slightedly, for better way of saying it. So that's another do. Don't overlook gift cards as a gift. Now, in the years past, gift cards have been talked about so badly, but if they were so frowned on, they wouldn't still be a popular gift choice. And I just took a survey online. I don't remember who it was for, but I was offered $10 for answering the questions. And after I answered the questions, I went to a page where it asked me if I wanted a Starbucks gift card, a bank gift card, Amazon. So these cards are still very popular and very used. So so not overlooking gift cards as a gift. I mean, and then that's just something that still is within the gift realm.
Okay. I like the idea of gift cards, even though some people feel the need to pick out a gift and wrap it or put it in a basket. I like the fact that gift cards help you stay away from giving something that's too personal.
Exactly.
Because when you give a card, such as you've mentioned, Amazon or Starbucks, a recipient now has the option of a lot of different product choices and also of using it to share with family and friends. So it helps you stay away from getting into trouble with gifts that are too personal.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
I just want to mention another thing just for your listeners, that if you don't have access to a Starbucks card or an Amazon gift card and you don't want to wait for those cards to come by mail, most banks will issue gift cards in whatever denomination you want, and it might cost $1.95, but that cost is so low next to the value that you're bringing or sharing with that person who's going to receive that card. So that's another way to get a Visa or MasterCard gift card, so that the person can purchase whatever they want anywhere they want.
Okay. You know what, here in California, I just thought about it as you were saying banks. Our major grocery stores here carry almost every card you can imagine.
They sure do, right at the checkout.
That's right. And
so
you can actually get them for specific restaurants, for example, specific stores, and you don't have to go to the individual stores. They're right there in the grocery store. And as far as I can remember, they don't add on any fees. You pay the value of the card. So
that's
really great. Yeah. Now, I was going to move on so that we can get to this question, because many companies right now are strapped for cash, as are individuals, but still want to give gifts to help build and cement business relationships, especially during the holidays. So I know fresh fruit is one of the most popular business gifts, but what are some other gift ideas that will delight recipients without breaking the bank? You've mentioned the gift card, which is great because the buyer gets to set the value, and fruit baskets are great. What are some other specific gift ideas that might work for business gift giving?
I notice that gifts that are placed in mugs, mugs of any size, whether it's a small teacup and saucer, I know that's not a mug, but a drinking vessel, from a teacup and saucer to a, I guess it's a stein that ale is put in,
yes.
And filling that with a package of coffee or some tea bags, maybe some biscotti or cookies, and I'm actually getting hungry talking about these things right now. Chocolate-covered pretzels or wrapped candies, individually wrapped candies, just giving an idea of what could be put into a drinking vessel. Now, you don't have to put all of that in, the tea, coffee, water, biscotti, and all that, but just giving you some ideas of what is still an appropriate business gift that you know that the person will both use and enjoy eating or drinking. And all you would have to do with something like that, I mean, if you don't have anything else other than saran wrap, you can wrap that whole thing in saran wrap and put just a small bowl from any party store atop that saran, and you've got a sweet little gift. From there, you can make your own little card from regular white paper. You could use pinking shears or something like that to just make your own gift card to, from, you know, Happy New Year, thank you, Happy Holidays, whatever you wanted to say. So that's one type of gift that won't break the bank that can be given to not just one person but multiple people, because you can get different shades of mugs, different mugs that have different phrases according to, again, the culture, the person. If maybe a person loves or has dogs or cats or children, maybe I've given pregnant mugs out, mugs in the shape of a pregnant woman. So there's many different types of drinking vessels that can be used for business gifts that don't break the bank. Also, if you ever have a chance, go to a place like Staples or Office Max or even Target. These are places that have, especially the office supply stores, they often have gifts that are already made that you can buy and give to a person. Don't have to create it, make it, wrap it. They're already made.
They're so ready
I've
to go.
Seen, absolutely.
I love them.
And they're in cute containers. A third example is a tin of upscale cookies or cookies that are considered upscale or upscale chocolates that you can wrap yourself. So you don't have to just, excuse me for saying this, throw the tin at them. You would actually just wrap it in some tissue paper and, again, close it up and put a bow, a sticky bow on top. And that is the gift. And you could have your little gift card if you want, but at least it's wrapped, and that just shows such appreciation. And so those are the three items, or something in a drinking vessel, something from an office supply store that's all ready for you, and some cookies that you get, or chocolates, something that an entire department or a family can enjoy.
And what's so cool is that the recipient can enjoy, but also the recipient can share it. And I think people enjoy gifts that they can share. Wow, we've come to the end of today's show already, and
I want to
thank you. I know it goes fast. I want to remind the listeners that today's show was brought to us by Greater Insight Publishing, LLC, the company that helps empower individuals to overcome the effects of stress with the books Stress, Climbing Out of the Pits with God, and Stress, Overcoming Real-Life Issues with God. For information and to order your copies, visit www.greaterinsight.net. Thank you, Shirley, so much for being my guest today.
Sure,
and thank
my
you,
pleasure.
Listeners, for tuning in. I know you've gotten a few tips to get you rolling with your business gift-giving ideas. And don't forget, if you're ready to write your book, don't delay any longer. Gosh, you could get rolling well before the year ends. So be sure to grab your copy of the Home Study Workshop, How to Write a Nonfiction Book in 90 Days, from abookin90days.com. Please join me again next Monday, October 24th at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for another exciting show. I'm coming to you from Anaheim, California, and I'm asking you to have a blessed week and remember to color your life happy. Goodbye now.